It's episode number 2511 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, September 7th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Ooh, now there's a name I've not heard in a long, long time.
Is she still on the list? I mean, I'm sure you have, like, your current list and your...
Well, you know, it's not about me. This is about
her. Your current has-been list.
This is about her. What's going on with J-Love?
Well, I mean, she was in, Lone Star 911
or
whatever.
Yeah, I didn't watch that. Ghost Whisperer.
That was a long time ago, though.
I know, but she was so damn cute in that.
Anyway, she responded to comments calling her unrecognizable after she changed up her hair.
Oh, wait a minute. The hair? I'm going to have to look this up.
So not plastic surgery, but oh my gosh, she changed her hair.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, stop the presses, the internet.
Now, wait, I got to look. Go ahead, finish your story. I'll look. I'm going to look because I haven't paid any attention.
She told her Instagram followers she couldn't look more natural. Fans called her out and they accused her of having gotten cosmetic procedures. J Love, well, she defended her look while using a series of wacky filters, leaving
her
unrecognizable.
Well, that's a way. That's sure a way.
So many people said I look different. And as she was joking about the face changing filters, I look the same as always.
Okay. I'm just seeing a picture of her on a website. She does look different. She is unrecognizable.
When I saw her on Lone Star. Whatever that's called.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the one with Rob Lowe.
Right, right.
I thought,
she's not the same person. They've stolen J Love and replaced her with Paul McCartney. This is obviously not her.
She does look a little different.
She looks a lot different. I'm looking at E! News right now.
So like, what did she have done?
Who is this woman? I don't know. She looks like she's had a little work.
For one thing, I think she actually gained a little weight.
No. This looks like she needs to eat
a sandwich.
Yeah. Anyway.
Maybe I just haven't
keep an
seen
eye on her.
Well, of course, I haven't seen her recent.
I'm looking at this picture that is the Instagram picture you're describing, and this doesn't look anything like her. She looks kind of like my cousin.
But it's that with a filter.
She got it. No, this has no filter. She looks kind of like my cousin, as a matter of fact.
And it's no filter.
No filter. So there you go. All right.
Who's that?
See?
I'm going to leave that one. I have to do some research on that one.
Research on that and the 6 degrees. We got some homework to do today.
Apparently, the ring footage of Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner's home was allegedly the catalyst for Joe to file for divorce.
See, this is the thing. We used to be able
cheapers.
To sneak into the house when we were kids. No more.
Right.
No, can't sneak in and sneak out. Did you hear that, Sophie? Joe's gotcha. Dead to rights. On the ring camera. Oh, my God.
Multiple sources told TMZ yesterday that he either overheard Sophie say something or he saw her do something via the ring camera that made him realize their marriage was kaput.
If she was given a kiss goodnight to her boyfriend at the front door, that's a bad sign for the
that's
marriage.
That's a bad sign.
A really bad sign for the marriage. It doesn't matter now, you know, because... Yeah.
Or maybe she had like 30 people come over, you know.
Oh, yeah, maybe they had a rave.
Yeah.
Or an orgy.
For an
orgy? No, but I think she was with somebody. I think that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
He saw it and he's going like, well, we're done. Probably rang her phone while she was standing there. You know how it rings your phone?
Yes.
It's probably like he's in her back pocket going, oh, crap. How do
busted.
I get rid of this?
Can't get rid of that.
Yeah.
It's out there forever. Well, Nick Cannon, he's getting in on all the jokes about his ever-growing blended family, which is...
There's a lot of jokes out there about
all
Nick
of
Cannon.
His seed spreading.
Yeah, seed spreading.
He took to TikTok on Tuesday to have some fun at his own expense. In this short clip, his phone is ringing.
Yeah.
It's from baby mama number 25. And the ringtone is a phrase, it's time to pay child support.
He probably gets one of those every day for every kid.
Probably
Oh, my God.
So he's fathered 12 children with 6 women over the last 12 years.
Yeah.
5 of those kids currently under the age of 1.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, and
yeah.
These women, I know they get it. They're like, well, I don't care if he screws around with somebody else because I'm getting some change.
Ka-ching.
I'm getting some coin, right?
Right. And, you know, so
it's John, a Nick Cannon coin.
Nick Cannon coin. Some Cannon coin.
Cannon coin.
Child support, we figure it's way up on his list of things to do.
I'm sure to do, but probably not things that he enjoys doing.
You know how they'll send you that Social Security note saying, if you work until 65, you retire with this. If you work till 67, this. If you work till 72, this is what you get. He just looks at it and laughs.
No,
he'll be working forever.
Forever. Yeah, what retirement?
So back in May, he fired back at being called a deadbeat dad.
Oh, I remember that. We did that story, as a matter of fact.
While he revealed his jaw-dropping annual salary, claims he's been villainized regarding scrutiny over his many partners and kids. He says, I hear all the time, you can't be present for all those children, so therefore I get this deadbeat dad title.
Well, I get that. And look, I've known people who have had children for gain, personal gain, you know, maybe to make money or, you know, get a PhD or something from raising kids. Tax deductions, whatever.
But school credit.
Cannon, I don't get it. I don't get it. It's like, what the hell? I mean, yes. Is it a ploy for him to be able to sleep with different women? I think that's part of it. It's like, hey,
I don't
baby,
think he sleeps with all of them
gonna
anymore.
Well, that's true. Well, he probably doesn't see all of them anymore, except on child support day.
Gosh.
And visitation.
If it was more women, I think it'd be one thing, but it's six women, 12 kids.
Only six. Only six. Only 12 kids.
And you wonder, how often does he see Mariah Carey, really?
Well, no,
I didn't
he
think
probably
they got along.
No, they don't get along. He probably doesn't even get to see her. Of all, you know, 6 degrees of separation. Whoa, and he doesn't get to see her because you know her people probably don't allow him on the grounds.
Probably not. Her people probably drop off the kids.
No, well, and they pick up the check.
They have people.
They pick up the. They don't pick up the check. They pick up the check. You see, what I'm getting at. They get the child support.
Do you think he has to
check.
Pay her child support?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe not.
I mean, really. Let's think about that for
a
minute. Yeah,
like she needs
that.
It. Like she needs it.
Like maybe he only has to pay child support for 10 kids.
Well, maybe. Anyway, that's still an epic thing. Epic.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. And I mean, at some point, his luck's going to run out.
I don't think he's done.
What, having kids?
Yeah, I don't think he's done.
He better keep the thing in his pants because at some point he's going to stop having work. And then all hell's going to break loose. Every one of these baby moms is going to come after his butt. You know who only has two kids and just recently got divorced? Halle Berry. She just finally got rid of that Oscar creep.
Finally.
Who's also a baby
Jeepers.
Dad. Yeah. Yeah, there's news about that. We'll have to read that. Anyway.
But she still has Van.
Shut up. That's it for today.
More
Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.